Here at H&R AgriPower, we're always one of my favorite places to visit. I love Ag Week because it's a great opportunity to visit with our friends in agriculture and talk a little bit about National Agriculture Week. Terry Martin, a good friend for many years and regional manager for H&R. Terry, it's a big week for agriculture.
Big week. A lot of people look at it. A lot of things going on. You know, the only thing I wish right now is about 60 degrees we was planting corn.
Yeah, it is a touch chilly outside. First day of spring, but it didn't feel like it necessarily outside, but it's getting there.
Yeah, we've not had much of a winter anyway, so it's maybe good to do away with a little bit of the pest right there. But still, we got a lot of tractors hooked to planters right now. We're ready to go.
I think so. And tell us what's things looking like in the equipment industry this year?
You know, the last 2 years, COVID come in, then we got manufacturers that went on strike, and we had short supplies of getting parts and service and stuff like that. People getting back to work. You know, the farming side of it never stopped. We never stopped. We stayed open 7 to 5. We still open on Saturdays. We still had 7/24. A lot of the stuff's coming in now. We've not had any kind of shortage on getting some parts right there. I mean, every now and then you get a glitch, but you know, it's picked up. Consumer market's been a little slow, but grass is growing, so it'll come back in there. But I think we got a lot of promise, a lot of good things happening right there. And again, we're ready to plant corn.
Absolutely. You're as ready to plant corn. This is certainly a company that thrives on agriculture, and ever since you've been into it, you've been around here a few years.
You know, I can remember when, you know, I started H&R Implement in 87. I can remember every word Jeff Morgan sold equipment. I delivered it the next week, right. And then moved over into the AgriPower side of it in 89 right there. My first desk was a cardboard box.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I set up equipment outside. So, yeah, it's been a long time. I've watched a lot of good people, a lot of good farmers retire, and then pass away, and then young farmers come in and take their places right there. Wayne Hunt had a comment back years ago. He said somebody was farming, son, and that's kind of been the truth of it. I take a lot of pride in my customers, and I got a lot of faith in the customer base here and H&R AgriPower employees, and they do a good job.
You know, we've talked about this many times over the years. This business and this company is built on service.
Total 100% service. I mean, in America, has gotten away from that. We're going to make mistakes, but you know, our customer is the reason why we're here. I cannot stress to you right there, when you come to AgriPower or a place like this, any one of the dealerships, it doesn't matter whether it's just Case, New Holland, Kubota, whatever, customer service is something that's forgotten. It's not here. We're still going to let you talk to a service technician. We're still going to get you to the parts guy. The salesman is going to try to show you as much as possible. We're going to do the warranty work here. We're going to go the extra mile it takes to get you back up and running in the field, whether it's a lawnmower or a combine. The customer service part, the aspect of it, is what we try to do our best.
Exactly. And that's what makes a big difference. Of course, this is Agriculture Week, National Ag Week, and tomorrow, National Agriculture Day. And, you know, it's a great partnership. Agriculture has been good to you guys over the years, too, and there, in turn, you give right back.
Yeah, I mean, we give back to the community. I want to say a special thanks to all our customers out there, and on behalf of all the people that work in these stores here, over 600-some-odd employees, we have the best group of people. The employees of these stores, we're fully 100% ESOP. These men and women in these stores right here, they work a lot of hours, because when the farmer's running, we run. And every one of them, down to the person that just takes out the trash or the person that's delivering the combine or whatever, the men and women in the service department, the parts department, are second to none. And they do an awesome job of taking care of our customer. And again, sometimes we fall short, but we always want to step up and get back to the plate. We'll brush it off and get back up and get going.
You guys give back every year. Annual pancake breakfast, we had that back in February. It was a great day. You guys served a bunch of pancakes that day.
A lot of pancakes. And, you know, there's so many things that we try to do. We help out in the local ball clubs and the FFA clubs. And we do United Way, which is a big thing right here for Wayne Hunt and all the employees of H&R AgriPower. And it just, you know, if your lawnmower breaks down, we'll loan you a lawnmower. If your tractor goes down in the middle of the night, if you need the part at 2 o'clock in the morning, I've got customers that will tell you, Terry Martin will bring you that part. It doesn't matter how many years I've worked here. The customer service is number one. H&R AgriPower tries to do that better than a lot of places right there. Sometimes we fail. We'll get back up again and go from it. But as far as the ag side of it right there, there's nothing no better than working with some of the farmers out here. I'm just a fantastic group of people, good ethics, good work ethics, just good, honest people, and just really what this country needs today.
Terry, I'm glad you're here today. Terry's sometimes on the road. I'm glad you're here today. Always great to visit with you, and have a great National Agriculture Week.
So, thank y'all. Thank y'all for all you do right there, Alan. You're a martyr in this countryside right there, and we listen to you, and we appreciate all you do.
Love a great partnership. Terry Martin with H&R AgriPower. We're on Eagle Way Bypass in Hopkinsville. It's National Agriculture Week.